Good morning, it's 9:21 a.m. Tuesday, May the 21st, 2019. My name is Samantha. I'm 28 years old. And I work retail. And I also have bipolar type 2 disorder. So, I think that's why I went out and bought this expensive microphone and started a podcast of all things. I have this habit of wanting to try new things, and maybe some good can come out of this purchase. I can use it as therapy. I mean, it's really hard for me to talk about what's going on with me with people I know. So, yeah, maybe I can get some positive out of this negative. I don't really know what I'm gonna be talking about. Let's see. Oh yeah. Okay. So I've been out of therapy and, you know, medication for years now. I was diagnosed with bipolar when I was admitted. And they gave me a whole bunch of medication. It was just a really bad experience. But I guess if there is anybody listening, you guys would probably want to know what it's like inside of a mental ward. It's not fun. Okay, so what happens is that, you know, you get evaluated. They take you to a little room and they search you. They make you take off your clothes and then they search your clothes. You can't bring anything that has string or a belt, shoelaces. You can't have any of that. And then they take you up to your room. And then after that, it's kind of a blur because they start you on some medication and it's 5 different kinds of medication. And your body's just trying to get used to it, so it's kind of a blur. But I remember the blurred feeling. I remember feeling scared because I couldn't open the door and walk out. And I remember the bracelets on my wrist that warned people that I was a danger to myself or what type of patient I was, or what my disorder was. And it was kind of scary to be marked so visually like that. There are other women in the ward. I was actually the youngest. When you turn 18, they take you out of the teenage ward and they put you in the adult ward. So I was in there with like 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, but all of the same gender. So they, you know, they keep gender segregated, which I liked. It was kind of, I didn't have a good experience. I won't say that all mental wards are like this, but group therapy was infrequent, and when we had it, it wasn't very engaging. I think I went to 2 sessions in a week period, which to me is very infrequent. You would think it would be, you know, once a day or once every second day. I don't know. It was very infrequent. And I tried everything I could to get out of that mental ward. I really did. I even took it to the higher-ups, and I tried everything I could to appear normal. That was a mistake that I was there. You know? I was frightened because they told me they're just going to hold me overnight for observation. And that was it. Well, they didn't hold me overnight. They held me for a week. And nothing I could do, no talking to superiors or therapists, would get them to release me. I think they finally released me because my insurance ran out. And they couldn't get any more money. I felt used. Because, you know, when they approached me to let me know that I was leaving, they told me I had to continue outside sessions. And if I didn't attend therapy, they would drag me back. Well, they didn't do that. I went to therapy once, and then that was it. Nothing happened. But anyway, fast forward a few years, I've tried a lot of medication, and nothing really seemed to work. And I've noticed that my symptoms have gotten worse as the years, you know, go on. You know, not a lot of people know about bipolar and what it is, but some of the symptoms I experience are very scary. You can enter in something called psychosis, which you can have auditory or visual hallucinations, both of which I have. Anyway, I'm gonna stop talking about it. Bye.